July 8, 1933. Every act done in the divine will is a link of union, bond of stability, perennial fecundity. What one complete act of divine will means. My abandonment in the divine volition continues. I am always little, and I have need of my eternal mama, that is the divine will, that always carries me in its arms, that uses all the care over me, defends me, assists me, nurtures me, and with its sweet empire keeps my human volition repressed. I live, but without life, receiving through its acts the attitude of the supreme will. But while I rested in its arms, I felt ancient delights and the rest of the celestial fatherland. And my sovereign Jesus, making his brief little visit to me, all goodness told me, my blessed daughter, how content I am to find you in the arms of my divine will. I am secure, and you also, when you are in its arms. And while you rest, it labors on your account, and its labors are divine and of infinite value. And, in seeing you possessor of its labors, I rejoice and I celebrate, saying, oh, how rich my daughter is! You must know that every act of divine will that the creature undergoes and voluntarily lends herself to receiving, is one link of union that she forms and acquires with her Creator. One can say that this link encloses God and the soul within. It joins them together, it makes them live with one single life and forms the inseparability of the one and the other, such that for however many acts of my will, so many links, in a way that one sees a long chain in which the two parties remain linked and joined together. And not only is she linked, but she is bond of divine stability and immutability, that the creature is not subject to changing any more, such that she feels herself firm and stable in the bosom of her celestial father. In fact, one can say with all security, my sojourn is in God. I neither know nor recognize anything other than my Creator. Now this link of union and this bond of stability produces perennial fecundity. With this fecundity the creature continuously generates love, goodness, fortitude, grace, patience, sanctity, all the divine virtues that possesses the bilocating virtue in a way that while the creature possesses them, she can bilocate them, giving them to whomever she wants, and to whomever wants them. On the other hand, one who does not let my divine will operate, her acts are as broken links that do not have the virtue of connecting God and the creature, and since they are broken, they flee from inside of her, and therefore they can form neither bond of stability nor fecundity, but only sterile acts that do not produce the generation of good. After this I continued to think about the divine will, but I thought to myself, yet how does one fulfill a complete act of divine volition, and what does it mean? And my beloved Jesus, always good with this rather ignorant one, added, my daughter, how does one fulfill a complete act of divine volition? You must know that in order to form this complete act, the power of my will is needed. The creature by herself cannot do it, because it happens that my will invests the human littleness, and the human lends itself to letting itself be invested, making itself a prey of the other. Now in this investment the power of my fiat empties the creature of everything that does not pertain to it, and fills her even to the brim with the divine being, in a way that she feels in herself the fullness of the life of her Creator. There's no particle, even the littlest, that does not remain filled in a way that she feels the divine life flow as in torrents in all her being, such that she feels in herself the fullness and totality of the Supreme Being, for as much as it is possible for a creature. So having in herself this fullness and totality, she has neither anything to add nor to remove from her act, because from all sides she possesses God, who does not know how to do incomplete acts. And possessing him, the creature places herself in the divine conditions of not being able to do anything other than complete acts. See, therefore, what it means, and how one can do a complete act. One must possess God with all fullness, and God operates in her act. These complete acts have such power that they call the attention of everyone, and the heavens lower themselves to see what their Creator operates of greatness in the act of the creature. Now possessing this fullness and divine totality, it happens that everything that she does, coming from a depth that possesses everything and lacks nothing, if she prays, her prayer possesses the fullness of the divine value, her virtues are complete and nourished by the life that she possesses, such that if she wants to give her acts either to God as homage, or to creatures as help, God Himself will give it in her acts. Imagine yourself what will be the great good that these complete acts in my volition will produce. Fiat.